It's Monday of the fourth week of Advent. Welcome to today's AdventCast. This is Father John Zulsdorf. From Advent to Epiphany by Father Patrick Troadec. Let us place ourselves once more at the school of St. John the Baptist to prepare ourselves for the beautiful feast of Christmas. Let us listen to the precursor. Let us hearken to his exhortations. Let us follow his teachings. What is he asking of us? St. Luke told us on Sunday, "Every valley shall be filled." We must fill the valleys of our ignorance by the study of our holy religion. There are also valleys of laxity, of laziness, of negligence, which we have to fill. In order for our Lord to come into us, we have to acknowledge our weaknesses and our defects, which God alone can heal. Every mountain shall be brought low. We have already seen it. We need to bring low the mountains of our pride so that our Lord might come into us. But there are still other mountains to be brought low, the mountain of disobedience or of anger. The season of Advent is the season of reconciliation. It is the moment when our Lord comes to be nearer to us. It is the time when we should be returning to Him. How can we guarantee that reconciliation in practice? By a good confession. Let us begin by placing ourselves in the presence of God. Let us ask Him to grant us the grace of knowing ourselves, and let us make our examination of conscience under His gaze and under the gaze of Our Lady. Oh, Our Lady, help me to see clearly in my soul, so that I might make a good confession at Christmas, that I might forget nothing, and above all, that I might hide nothing of what has offended Your Divine Son over the course of my lifetime. The Collect for Holy Mass and the Vetus Ordo. Let us pray. Put forth your power, O Lord, we beseech you, and delay not, and with your great might come to our aid, so that what is hindered by our sins may be hastened by your merciful goodness. Oremus, excita quaesumus Domine potentiam tuam et veni, et magna nobis virtute sicure, ut per auxilium gratiae tuae, quod nostra peccata prepediunt, indulgentiae tuae propitiationis acceleret. Qui vivis et regnas cum Deo Patre, in unitate Spiritus Sancti, Deus, per omnia saecula saeculorum. Amen. Many people nowadays want God, but on their terms, not on His. They insist that their wishes shall determine the kind of religion that is true, rather than letting God reveal His truth to them. So their dissatisfaction continues and grows. But God finds us lovable, even in our rebellion against Him. Fulton Sheen.